You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Ruben Skeets. Is it Skeets?
That's the one.
Skeets. Ruben Skeets from Fugue State. We're talking about the band's latest single, 545. The album art for this, or the single art, is just a watch that has 545 on it. Whose watch is that?
That's my watch.
It's a very cool watch.
Thanks, man.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from a shop just in Wellington. Just saw it one day. There's no kind of cool story. I wish there was.
Just found it and liked it.
Yeah,
that's it.
But I got a friend of mine with a old film camera to take a photo of it, which is kind of like of the same era of when that watch was released.
I see.
Just get that nice vibe going.
Kindred technology. We love to see it.
Yeah.
So this debut single, 545, has been released. When did you guys record this?
We recorded in March. Yeah, at the surgery with Lee Preble.
Cool. Is that in Newtown?
It is in Newtown, yeah.
Sick. 666. That's awesome. Have you been there before with like previous projects?
I hadn't. No, this is my first time.
Not true, because your band, Fugue State, is like, what, formed in December 2023, correct?
Yeah, we formed in August and had our debut late September.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just scrolling.
Still pretty fresh.
True. I was scrolling through the old Instagram. I was stalking you online.
Oh, yeah.
And so your like earliest post was from December 2023, so I assumed it was from then. Did you know any of your bandmates prior, or do you kind of meet them through the music scene there?
So yeah, I knew Ness and Jason. So Ness is our bass player, Ness Martin, and Jason Vinode is our drummer. I studied music with them. And Leo, Blair Gowan is a keys player that played on the track, who used to play with us. Unfortunately, he's left at the moment, just too many other things going on. So we've got Leonardo Greer on at the moment. But they were just from chatting with local musos and asking around, and both of them had, you know, really good reps, so called them up.
Mm-hmm. Now the rest is history.
Rest is history.
Fantastic. Fan-bloody-tastic. I'm curious, what is so important about the very specific time, 5:45? And are we talking 5:45 PM or AM?
We're talking 5:45 PM.
Okay, right, so you're not a morning freak.
No. So this song is about a friend of mine. We were chatting. I had the initial groove, and I was trying to think of lyrics and what. And he was talking about his ex partner and how they would just kind of keep going back and forth. And that's kind of what the song's about. It's about two ex partners that are just kind of continually meeting up again in this unhealthy loop.
They don't know when to quit.
And yeah. Don't know when to quit. Yeah. And they would meet up at 5:45, and she would come jumping through his window. Yeah.
Incredible. Why 5:45? What was so? It was just like after work, go and see my ex. Oh, mate, what a story.
That's the one. So it just kind of stuck. I feel like it rolls off the tongue.
It does. And it looks really nice as well. I like the symmetry of the time. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
And do you think you're going to continue on any time-based tracks? Maybe your next single could be 6:45. Something like that. Can have that for like an EP.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Probably not. maybe further down the line we'll do another one.
Mm. Well, are you releasing any more music in the near future?
Yeah, we're hoping to release an EP towards the end of the year. We're going to start recording that. We've got a couple other gigs coming up, so once those are out of the way, I think I'll book the studio again and we'll go in and keep cooking.
Cool. Back to the surgery?
I think so. Yeah, we had a great experience there, and we think it sounds really good.
Sick. I'm glad to hear. I've heard a few people recording there at the moment. It seems like quite a popular spot to go record some tunes. Yeah, that's sick. Any upcoming shows around Aussie Posse? Do you reckon going to come to Dunedin?
I wish. That would be really cool. Maybe soon we'll do a tour. Maybe when the EP drops, we'll see if we can get some management and see if we can suss a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be awesome.
There's plenty of venues around the place for you to play at, so I think, especially with your vibe, it's pretty, it would definitely work at a few of them, for sure.
Cool.
Also, have we got a working title for the EP yet, or are we still thinking about that?
Still thinking about that. Still pondering which tunes we're gonna put on that and how many.
Yeah.
Kind of really want it to be cohesive. Yeah.
You just have one song. Just have a one song EP. That's super
one
cohesive.
Song EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's exciting. We've got lots in the works. In talks of making a video for this song that we just released.
Mm-hmm. Is The Watch going to make a cameo?
I probably should, eh?
I reckon it should. It seems only right, only natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to see.
Have to wait and see. Well, yes, that'll be great to watch that when it comes out. It'll be great to watch it.
Yeah.
Sorry, uh-huh. I just ruined the interview. No, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Ruben. It's been great chatting to you,
mate.
That's
all good.
Awesome.
Likewise.
Thank you very much. That was Ruben Skeets from Fugue State talking about their latest debut single, or latest single, I should say, 545, which you can stream on Bandcamp and Spotify, wherever you get your tunes. It's now 9:37 here on the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi late breakfast program. Quick reminder that tomorrow is Matariki.
Matarangi holidays.
It's certainly
Matarangi holidays.
Yeah, Matarangi. Thank you, Chris Luxon, for correcting me on that. Actually, no, you're totally right. Matarangi holidays. I forgot about that. It's 9:38. You're on the Radio 1 late breakfast program. I say we listen to Fugue State at 5:45. And then at 10 o'clock, we have Dom Sensitive coming on to talk about their debut single, R&D. It's a whole day for debuts. I reckon we go and hit it and quit it. Here's Fugue State with 5:45. See you soon.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.